ask me, says, how much you gonna, what were you gonna ask for that cow? That was 4 cows as high as it is. Yeah. But $50, I told him, I said, I couldn't take no less than $50 for that cow. I wouldn't want to, because you couldn't find another like around this country nowhere. She was a good cow. I wasn't telling nothing wrong about it. He said, now, I tell you what, I'm going to turn that cow in at $50. And don't you take 9 cents less, because if I turn that cow in at $50 and you go there and you and him agrees on a different, lower, way lower price, then the railroad company will get on me for turning in that house. I'm going to turn it at 50 if you say so. And I said, yeah. So he did. And he said, now wait about 2 weeks. If you don't hear nothing from him in 2 weeks, go up there and see the stock claim agent. Well, it wasn't 16 miles from where we lived, Tuscaloosa. And that's where I had to go. And he had a place way up high, house, and he had to walk upstairs. That's where he stayed in daytime, you know, where his business was. I went upstairs and went in. I said, this is our wife Pierce. Oh, Mr. Pierce, I believe I owe you for a cow, don't I? I said, yes. He said, well, what kind of stock was that cow? Oh, they ain't no use for me to ask you. I haven't never had one killed yet. It wasn't a thoroughbred Jersey.
Well, you're a tough one.
Yeah.
That's the kind of cow that most people kept back then, Jersey?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Jersey cow.
That was counted the best.
What, did they give the most milk, or was it richest milk? Or?
It was rich milk.
Rich
Jersey
and
cows.
It gave more of you than it, too.
It was real rich. Jersey cow is.
You were, were you living in there? Is it Pearson Station you were telling me about then?
No, I lived up there. This side of Duncanville. You don't know where Duncanville is.
Just
no.
Over the county line. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that's Pearson Station, just over the county line. It's about 10, 12 miles, I think, from Pearson on over to Duncanville.
No, it's not that far.
And you were born there around Pearson Station?
Yeah.
No, that's where my daddy was born. I was born up there, right this side, 3 miles this side of Duncanville. You know where the... I couldn't describe. You cross a big creek just before you get to Duncanville, like a wide bridge, I mean a long bridge.
Exactly.
That's where I was born.
But right off the highway there?
I live, well, about 3/4 mile off of where the highway is now, but the main public road from Centerville on. That's I live right on that road then, but the highway moved it down to the railroad. I mean, the highway moved the highway down to the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Stays close to the railroad all the way to here, from Centerville, Tuscaloosa now.
How far is it from Centerville, Tuscaloosa?
34 miles. It's up there on that sound.
That's not would be a bad drive now at all. Just half.
No, it's sure not.
So you always lived in Alabama, lived all your life?
Yeah.
No, well, except about 3 years I lived in Valley Head.
Well, that's Alabama.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Every wanted you to come. That was right close to the line of Georgia, that's what I...
Valley Head, that's up in the north.
That's up in the mountains, like, you know where they...
Birmingham.
It's up...
On the edge.
I know you've been up there, haven't you? There's a lot of resorts up there, you know.
I think I passed through it.
Summer resorts. People buy homes up there to go up there in the summer.
That's right in the corner there between Tennessee and Georgia.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm. You can see three
states. Up there 3 years.
From one of those
mountains. Working up there?
I was working for Olin Belcher. Roland Belcher over here. Did you heard of the W. E. Belcher Lumber Company?
Yes.
Well, he was one of the boys, and he went in business for himself, and I was working for him. He went up there.
That was a beautiful place up there.
Lookout Mountain.
Lookout Mountain.
On Lookout Mountain.
Okay.